I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. On Tuesday, a large-scale malware attack crippled the companies and organizations in multiple countries and worried security researchers around the world. And if you're getting a little deja vu right now, well, I don't blame you. Just last month, a malicious hacking attack with a global reach stymied government agencies and businesses at a staggering scale. This week, it was Ukraine that seemed to suffer the worst of the attack at first, with numerous services and companies held ransom by software, which had many pointing fingers at Russia, where, for what it's worth, other companies reported downed systems. Here to help us understand more is Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ben.
So let's start with a comparison, and we should say that you and I are talking while this story is still developing a little bit. How does this attack appear to be different than May's attack?
Well, it's a bit more sophisticated, and it has multiple different ways that it can spread within a victim's computer network, right? So when you look at a business with maybe hundreds or thousands of computers, there's not one thing that can be done to stop it from spreading once it's made it inside. So I think it's a little more difficult, more of a struggle for companies to defend themselves.
What is concerning here to you about the scale of the attack and where it might be coming from?
What's concerning most is the sophistication of the malware itself. The fact that it has multiple ways to spread within a network, and it appears to have the capability of stealing administrative passwords and this type of thing in order to aid itself in spreading. These are all things that have concerned the research community for some time that criminals might start doing, but we've been fortunate that they haven't. And now that the sort of the pattern or the template is out there for doing this type of an attack, there's reason to believe many other criminals will copy it.
Well, I know that back in May, the issue seemed to be related to Microsoft, you know, software insecurity that Microsoft had patched, but a lot of people hadn't updated their systems. What is the solve here in this case, Chester? Update your software? Stop putting so many systems online? What?
This attack uses that same flaw that the May attack used as well. But the problem in this case is with the May attack, by fixing that bug, you protected that computer from ever becoming affected by the attack. Whereas in this case, any one computer within your network that didn't get the fix might be then used to as a jumping off point to attack the rest of them, even if they have been fixed. So that's why I think enterprises are very concerned, because when you consider that you may have 10,000 computers at a big company, you have to make sure all of them have been fixed. And because it can spread via other methods, even if they've been fixed, they can still be affected.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you as always.
Thanks, Ben.